If you asked 100 people who've crossed paths with me throughout my life that question, you'd likely get 100 different answers. Some might call me a trauma expert, an anesthesiologist, or a pain doctor. A few might, with a smirk, refer to me as the needle plunger, a nickname from a few dubious colleagues, not because of any secret drug habit, but because one of the biggest breakthroughs of my career involved treating trauma with the push of a needle. Others might label me a trailblazer in trauma treatment, pushing the boundaries of what's possible in modern medicine. There's someone out there who might even tell you that I saved their loved one from suicide. And then, out of those 100, at least one would laugh and call me a crazy crockpot. That's thanks to my unorthodox methods, my relentless curiosity, and my refusal to accept the status quo. For the most part, they'd all be right. Except for the fellow who called me a crockpot. I'd like to think he's wrong. But then again, maybe a touch of madness is necessary for anyone bold enough to try and change the world. But my story didn't start with a white coat and a hospital badge. In fact, it began long before I was even born. Trauma, as we now know, has the power to flip genetic switches, altering gene expression across generations, a phenomenon called epigenetic inheritance. While this doesn't change the DNA itself, it leaves an imprint that ripples through time. This gene malleability means that the echoes of trauma don't just stop with those who experienced it firsthand, it extends to their children and grandchildren, perpetuating a cycle of inherited pain and resilience. This means that long before I took my first breath, trauma had already shaped me. The scars of my ancestors were woven into my very DNA, a silent inheritance passed down through a lineage marred by war and suffering. Though invisible, this legacy shaped me in ways both subtle and profound. I didn't know it as a child, but that genetic imprint made me more susceptible to developing PTSD than someone born with different DNA. So, my story begins with my grandfather, a survivor of the brutal atrocities that ravaged Ukraine in the early 1900s. My father was born in 1925, just in time to be swept into the storm of World War II. Thrust into the heart of that conflict, he joined a squadron of 10,000 young men, thousands thrown into the furnace of war, facing death at every turn. When the dust finally settled, only 100 of those men returned home. My father was one of them. But the scars he carried weren't merely physical. They were etched deep into his soul, shaping the man he would become and how he would raise his children. The traumatic events he endured didn't just end with him. They became a part of our family's very DNA. My father was a war hero and a physician, a man whose brilliance was matched only by the depth of the scars he carried. While he survived the Second World War, most of his friends did not. He saw things that most cannot imagine. His temper was like a tightly coiled spring, ready to snap at any moment. Living with him was like navigating a minefield. One wrong move, and the explosion of rage that followed could leave us all shattered. Our home wasn't a sanctuary. It was a battleground where my mother, brother, and I lived on edge, constantly trying to avoid becoming casualties of his private war. His anger left emotional bruises that mirrored the physical ones he must have endured.